الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله that الله سبحانه وتعالى out of his mercy and out of his kindness, he said in Surah Al-Rum, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. It is from his ayat and from his mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from you your own spouse so it can be a source of tranquility and source of rahmah, mercy to you. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an act of mercy, he declared the nature of the relationship between the believers. How is this relationship is supposed to be? What are constitute the relationship between the believers? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, he said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون أخوة. The believers, they are brethren. And he said in Surah Al-Ahzab, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. That means سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah سبحانه وتعالى give him the privilege to look after and the believer to submit to him and to obey him. And he made his wife their mothers. So what we have in common, maybe we are indifferent in language, in country, in upbringing, but we have the same roots. We have the same mothers. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran that his wives, they are the mothers of the believers. So my mother and your mother, they are the same. Regardless who is the physical mother. And that's by its own self generate a bond. That we have the same mother. And we are looking, we should be having the same right. The only difference between the physical mother and the spiritual mothers, the right of inheritance. That in the blood relationship, you can inherit them and they can inherit you. But in the spiritual, there is no inheritance in there. But now we want to find out who is the brother. Who I should call the brother. As long as my goal is vivid clear, is to use the gift of life to qualify to Allah's mercy. So my brother is the one that I'm going to enter his life and allow him to enter my life, going to have to help me to be more obedient to Allah. Any activity is not you do, is not related to your goal. It is wasted effort. It is wasted effort. Any relationship does not direct you and help you to accomplish your goal. It is wasted relationship. We have to set a priority, especially the life is so short. So who is the brother? The brother is the one who will help me to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us some guidelines how we should select that brother. We have the tendency, unfortunately, as a human being, regardless if we are believer or not, we like to associate with the powerful and with the strong. Or at least with our countrymen or our neighborhood or whatever that is. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put complete different set of a priority and guidelines for us we should adhere to. So my brother, I can be communicating with him and he communicating with me and we are really brothers. And none of us speak the language of the other.
As long as we have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul in common, and everyone knows the right and obligations that get generated by that. The first thing that you look at is the sound mind. For the person that he's going to be your brother, sound mind, wise. And sound mind mean what? It does not mean knowledgeable. But sound mind, that means he knows how to act and how to take the right decision in the right situation, on the right time. That's the sound mind. Also, he does not follow his desire and hawa. He hates in Allah and he loves in Allah. Because if you're going to leave it to the hawa, if I'm happy, I give. If I'm angry, I hold. And that's one of the keys to destruct the relationship in marriage. Is when it is left to the hawa. I am happy with my spouse, I give. I'm not happy with my spouse, I hold. And that is not the rahmah. The third, husnul khuluq, ethics. Okay. We need to understand one thing. Like you being developed in your mother womb with a certain characteristic and a certain attribute, which is like you having the physical body, the nose, the eyes, the ears, the skin, all of this to do what? To help you, to qualify you to live in this life. Look at it this way. This life also is a bigger womb. A bigger mother womb. But what it need to be qualified in it or developed in it, not this time the nose and the ears and the eyes and the skin and the hands and the legs. But what it need to be developed, the bottom line, is what? Makarim al-akhlaq. The ethics. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Innama bu'ithtu li'utammim makarim al-akhlaq. So the maturity of your soul, the growth of your soul, how it can be measured by your behavior, by your akhlaq. If you have a good akhlaq, that's what you're going to take with you. And it comes from the word khalq. In the Arabic language, khalq, that means create. That means it's going to be a part of you. Not something that it is adopted and coming out from you, but it is something grown from you, inside you and out. And it's going to be a part of your attribute. And that, what you look for. You look for somebody going to help you, and you help him to have a better akhlaq. Because that's the bottom line. The religion is not about knowledge. It never been about knowledge, how much knowledge you have. But it is about how what you apply from what you know. And that is the akhlaq. Also, at-taqwa. I need the taqi. I can read books and I can get ideas. But I want to see these ideas alive. I so want to see a demonstration. I want to even see sometimes a different way of doing something different, but they are correct. I want to expand my horizon. And that's never going to happen, but among the muttaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? Al-akhillau ba'duhum li ba'din adu. They are all the time the companion with each other. There is a jealous and animosity. Jealous and Islam. I don't want you to be better than me. I don't want you to have whatever I even have. I don't want you to do that. But I smile in your face. And my dagger is right in your back. And if I can make you slip, I'll make you slip. Except one category. What is this category? Al-Muttaqeen, the pious. Illa al-Muttaqeen. Why they are the Muttaqeen? Because the Muttaqeen loved you. And why he loves you? Because he loves Allah. And he knows that you are a part of the creation of Allah. So he gonna love you because Allah made you. And Allah put you in his way. So when he is acting with you, he is looking after you. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He is looking and she is looking after you. When they see you doing something wrong, they get angry. They don't get happy that you are doing something bad or you are slipping. No, they get angry. And sometimes they get mad at you to wake you up. And that cannot be out of anything but love. You need that type of brethren in your life. You need the brother that's going to say, hey, stop. It is a lot more convenient to have the one in my life that can give me more entertainment than every time I do something or I say something, he's going to say, yeah, you're right. Guess what? The first impression that it comes, that man have a real keen understanding to people. Because he agrees with me in everything that I say. And who say that I'm right all the time? We need each other to waken up each other. We have to act as a crutches in each other's life. Or otherwise, there is no need for having us in each other's life. I need the one who helped me to forward, not to backward or even to stop. Knowledge. Knowledge, there is no way that you're going to make it without knowing what you do. Who can trust a person have a certificate from United States, from United Nations, that he is the most intelligent person that lived in the planet Earth? Who can trust him for that person to go to the surgery room and do operation to you? None. But maybe average doctor with the medical knowledge, you will use him. Why we accept the concept we have to be good in every and anything we do, we have to acquire knowledge. And we have to drive to get knowledge. And we get degrees, and not only degrees, we get one degree after the other. And we keep taking courses, and we keep going to workshops and seminars and whatever to improve our skills. And when it comes to the Islam, or to come to our belief, as if we've been born with it. No, we are not. There is a whole lot of effort need to be done. And there is a whole lot of learning to be done, so you can do it right. And maybe some of you already heard me. Please, don't do what you think it is right. It never works. Only do what you know it is right. Because when you do what you know it is right, mountains cannot move you. But if you do what you think it is right, all the time you have a big list of excuses why you did what you did. And you can change your mind in any given time with the change of the circumstances. Can you imagine like a ball in a windy day and right in the middle of the ocean? Where is this ball is going? Nowhere. It is moving. It is in a motion, but it's going nowhere. Knowledge, you don't have to be a scholar. Learn a little bit and apply a little bit every single day. And that's where the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And he got to be, or otherwise I don't need him. He got to be among the people that they have the nerve and they have the courage to be among the people that they promote good and they fight evil. Promoting good is kind of easy. I can say, let us pray. I can say, let us fast. I can say, some will respond, some will not. But when I can say, drinking is wrong, don't do it, I am calling for a war. Riba is forbidden, don't do it, I am calling for a disagreement and war. I'm calling for dating is forbidden because it is a form of adultery. I am calling for war. Muslim, when they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, do you know what that means? I'm not going to go to the Sharia aspects of it, but it's going to say what? I am refusing the existing status. My job is to change it. My job is to change it. That's La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is all about. It's not about prayer and fasting, and this is our tools to develop the character that it will do the change. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it is in complete contradiction. It cannot be in the same heart with the heart of a person who will accept a reality. No. The declaration of the faith means a declaration of a changing reality, an improving reality, and have a better one. Want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And surely, I need help. To do it, I have to have help. I have to help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have to have the help of my brethren. If I'm going to have a brother, let us do Qiyam al-Layl. Let us go. Let us do this. Let us go. Let us do this. Let us go. But let us stand up and fight drugs. Let us say to the wrongdoer, you are a wrongdoer. Let us intermingle between men and women. It is wrong. Don't do it. Protect your homes. Stop drinking. And he's going to say, take the back seat. I don't need you, man, in my life. Thank you very much. That's not a brother. But he knows how to do it. He's not only doing it, but knows how to do it. Because that man or this sister, regardless how long and how strong the relationship, they will never tolerate see you doing something wrong and not let you know about it. They will let you know about it. And that's exactly what we need in each other's life. Somebody to wake us up. Imagine how serious that situation. If you are on a highway driving and you are getting drowsy and you are falling asleep and the car is still in motion. Do you need somebody to wake you up or you don't? Or you need somebody to say, well, let him, I'm not going to try to do anything, so I don't want to bother him or bother her. Or maybe, I'm going to hurt their feeling if I'm telling him to stop. No, I need the person going to come and say, stop, get on the shoulder, have a cup of coffee, or let me drive. I need that person in my life. I definitely need that person in my life. And that's what the brotherhood is all about. The excellency of that. Allah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so many about it, but I'm just going to take one hadith. Alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said, around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands from light, and people dress from light, their faces full of light and generate light. They are not prophets, they are not messengers, and they are not martyrs, but prophets and messengers, they are so happy for them. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, who are those? He said, Al-Mutahabuna fillah. The people that they love each other for no reason other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-Mutajalisuna fillah. They sit down with each other. They do what? Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a state of zikr. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. They visit each other. For what reason? For pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They check on him. See if his brother is sick. See if his brother in need. And whatever. So those are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor them in that day. Why? Because the nature of the relationship between them is not built on interest. It is built on pure love, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, motivate them to do what they are doing. And he said in another hadith, there is a man visited his brethren, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended him an angel. And the angel asked him, why you are visiting your brother? Have you any need? Are you going to ask him for anything? He said, no. He said, is he your kin or relative? He said, no. He said, what you want from him? He said, I only love him in Allah. That means the relationship between me and him is only love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended me to you to inform you that Allah qualified you to Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna jami'an min ahlaha ya rabbal alamin. That's how important it is to take care of your brother. Okay. Now, as long as I said in the beginning, the nature of the relationship among the believer, it is having the brethren relationship. It is not a kali, it is not a companion, it is not an associate, it is not somebody that I know, but it is a brethren. The word the brethren here, and we already know now what it is, that means there is a rights get generated. They are rights. Automatically, the word the brother, that means generate rights. And when it means generate right, means what? I am obligated to do. I am obligated to do. And if I don't do, sometimes that can be an act of disobedience, and sometimes it can be a shortcoming. Depend on the magnitude of that right. There are basically 26 rights, but I'm not going to mention those. I'm going to mention the most important ones of them. It comes on the top of the list. Never harm your brother by your hand, by your action, or by your tongue. That's his right. So the first, before we go any further, never harm your brother. If you harm him by your action, there is a settlement. And this settlement in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to say, I may forgive your shortcoming against my right. But against what I create, no, you have to settle. You have to settle. So you're going to settle. You're going to pay. And the more harm you cause, the more payment you pay. So the first that comes, stop harming your brother. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the brother or put the sister in your life to help them, and they help you. Not to hurt him and they hurt you. It is to help, not to hurt. The second, right? To check on him without interference in his privacy. You have to check once in a while. How's my brother doing? Either direct or indirect. Maybe he's unemployed. Maybe having health problem. Maybe having family problems. Maybe have whatever there is. We have to check on each other. One of the dilemmas that I got a problem with forgetting it. I really have a problem with forgetting that. In one community, I'm not going to say which community, there is a sister. The sister gave birth to a baby home. She is a foreigner. She doesn't even know the system. She doesn't know 911. Her husband was out for 3 continuous days. She's having a fever. The baby is out. And whatever it needs, whatever comes with the birth is out, and no one knock her door. And all kind of people show up when it is invitation for dinner. For 3 continuous days, you can imagine all kind of infection, all kind of a trouble that baby went through. The mother, the fever was way up, and she got to the point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy, send another woman for her to check on her. That attitude is refused, cannot be in a Muslim community, cannot happen among Muslims. No. I'm sure we all denounce it. We all cannot justify it. We all cannot accept it. We have so many people. They die and leave orphan. Who take care of them? No one. No one. Social Security will take care of them. No. That's not the case. Because the brother part of the attribute is not the one that I live with. The brother in Allah's mercy, my brother in Allah, is the one that he gonna make sure that I'm gonna die in Allah's mercy. Not only in living Allah's mercy, but I'm gonna die also in Allah's mercy and look after me. Like I'm gonna look after him. We have to check on each other. We have to have a mercy on each other. I will highly, highly recommend to you, please go ahead. I know the khutbah time will not going to allow any further. So inshallah, I'm just going to sum this. Be the most source of benefit, all kind of benefit to your brother. Inshallah, you will qualify to Allah's mercy. And stop all kind of harm that it can come to your brother. And inshallah, you will be, inshallah, among the people that qualify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and ask Him to bless our gathering, forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, and all our shortcoming, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply Him in our life. So we can live in peace, and we can die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace, and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Okay, brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity, and we are getting paid for doing it. You can imagine, for doing a good job, that you get benefit out of it, and also you get paid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will call for 2 things. Number one, please pick up one of the good books like Minhaj al-Muslim or Ihya Ulum al-Din or anything like that, and look under the adab, the etiquettes, look at the brother rights, brothers and sisterhood rights. Understand them and adhere them, because these are your key to Allah's mercy. The second, commit yourself to build the bond between you and between your brother. Friday is not enough. Friday is nothing more than a gas station on your highway. Once in a while you stop in it to refuel and keep on going. And even people don't have a time, most of the time, to refuel full tank. You have to build the bond. And it is not your brother's responsibility. It is your responsibility. Not your brother. You start. Try to build the big family. Can you imagine a community that the member of it, only 10%, 10% out of this community. And every single Friday or Saturday, they are in one of their brethren and sister home between Maghrib and Isha. They pray together. They study together. They don't have to eat together. They study something, hadith together, make dua together and leave. Can you imagine the amount of a blessing that it can go to that place? What kind of a relationship that it can generate between them? What kind of a bond that it will take place between the children, that they growing up 16, 17 years old and they are getting married from all kind of people? And you have no clue about them or what they are. Sayyidina al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, radwanullahi alayh, he said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَحْصُدُونَ إِلَّا مَا تَزْرَعُونَ. You only get the fruits of what you plan. And between the fruits and between planet and the earth, or putting the seed in the earth, it takes a long time. And you're going to have to start now. And you start today. Imagine, you have 4, 5, 6 people coming to your home, praying with you the Maghrib and praying with you the Isha. And sit down in Zikrillah, and the angels coming down. The angels coming down. And after that, make dua. Wallahi, maybe one small person. I mean a small boy. He can say, may Allah bless that bit, and Allah will grant it. How could you know? We have to be like a merchant, a businessman, a man looking for jewels, looking for jewelries, and trying to pick up the best while you can. And there is nothing that I know of in this area better than the dua, the supplication of your brother to you. I don't. Because the minute that you do to your brother, and some of you heard it already from me before, the minute you do, the angel will say Ameen. So the dua will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from you, and imagine coming from all the angels. But if you're making dua for yourself, it is coming from you based on your qualification. Allah will accept or reject. But the other one, they're going to say, Ya Allah, he's making dua to his brother. Please accept it and grant him the same. Accept it and grant him the same. What more opportunity we can have? The bottom line, Allah sended your brother to your life as a source of mercy. Use him. Use your brother. Look after them. Go for them. Don't wait for them to come to you. And let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all mercy and forgive all our sin and grant us all afu. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.